right, where's my money?
Money. Money, money.
Daily Bread.
Follow the Money Weekly presents the Retirement Minute.
Hello, everyone. This is John Burse with this week's Retirement Minute. April is Financial Literacy Month, so I decided to ask my attorney what the most important documents are that every adult-age person should have to make sure they protect their estate. Since I'm not an attorney and do not give legal advice, I thought I would take the month of April and share with you what he told me. So for the month of April, I'm going to talk about five important documents that you need to have. Last week, I talked about the first two important documents, having a will and a letter of instruction. So if you missed last week, you can go to the FTMDaily.com Retirement Minute Archives to catch up. This week, I will discuss the importance of an advance medical directive. Advance medical directives let others know what medical treatment you would want, or allow someone to make medical decisions for you in the event you can't express your wishes yourself. If you don't have an advance medical directive, medical care providers must prolong your life using artificial means if necessary. With today's technology, physicians can sustain you for days and weeks, if not months or even years. There are three types of advance medical directives, and each state allows only a certain type, or maybe all three types. You may find that one, two, or all three types are necessary to carry out all of your wishes for medical treatment. So check with your state to make sure you know what is required. Just make sure all documents are consistent. The first type is a living will, which allows you to approve or decline certain types of medical care, even if you will die as a result of that choice. In most states, living wills take effect only under certain circumstances, such as terminal injury or illness. Generally, one can be used only to decline medical treatment that serves only to postpone the moment of death. In those states that do not allow living wills, you may still want to have one to serve as evidence of your wishes. The second type, a durable power of attorney for health care, which is also known as a health care proxy in some states. It allows you to appoint a representative to make medical decisions for you. You decide how much power your representative will or won't have. And then finally, the third type, a do not resuscitate order, is a doctor's order that tells medical personnel not to perform CPR if you go into cardiac arrest. There are two types of do not resuscitate orders. One is effective only while you are hospitalized. The other is used while you are outside the hospital. So make sure your financial house is in order. And the best way to start is by contacting me at 888-914-9909. And I would be more than happy to review your financial situation with you.